where's the metric or the standard that you're grading this off of, or that you're basing this off of?
Who makes the rules for the standards of speech?
Right. If we all have different opinions, then what opinion are we basing the standard off of to constitute other people's opinions right or wrong?
It's a logical fallacy in and of itself. It's choosing one person's ideas over another's and using that as their guidance for what is allowed and what's not, when in an open and free environment. You can't put restrictions on freedom. I think we need to pay attention to what is currently being said about speech and how certain people are, their platforms are being taken away because private companies are now the platforms in which we disseminate ideas. We have to understand, are these private corporations becoming public entities, or is that a discussion that we should be having right now?
Right, definitely. If we have these private companies who provide so much influence to public society, it doesn't make sense to still allow those companies to be run privately. There should be some type of shift where it's like, okay, these companies are making such an impact on society that now this needs to be regulated by the people.
Pretty or at much least just, a board. Like, it can still be a private company, even motivated by revenue. But if there's a board of people, almost like a union, to represent the people's opinions and the workers' opinions, you know, it'll keep the business in check as a form of check and balance or regulation. And that's for pretty much all big companies. You can really use that to regulate fairness, and not just fairness, but the equality in being heard, everybody's side being communicated and represented.
Right.
Have you heard about gene drive?
Like gene as in DNA or gene as in, okay. Thought this was like some type of organization where you donate genes or something.
No. Gene drive, G-E-N-E drive.
So we're donating our DNA now.
It's not even donating. It's gene drive is based on the CRISPR gene. And it fundamentally allows you to, like, it gives you even more control than just the CRISPR gene. Like, you can kind of program it better and tell it what parts of DNA to cut and replace.
Whoa.
Yeah, so what it allows you to do is you can observe traits within an animal or an insect, and through observing it and breaking down the DNA and the biological understanding of why something does this, you can rewire it to not do that. So say there's a bee and it collects honey. You can program the bee to not collect honey.
So basically,
we can change its behavior through changing its DNA.
So basically, we now live in the world where we can modify everything.
Yeah. But it's very difficult to do right now. So it's not like we can stop humans from populating. But in time, you know, look at how fast we've developed quantum computers.
I was about to say, man, give us like 15, 20 years.
Tomorrow. They'll probably come out with something like, we've cured everything. You just have to put this chip inside of your vein, so now you're tracked everywhere. And it also controls your income, so you just scan that when you make purchases. It's going to be the worst trade-off of your life.
That is crazy. You just scan it everywhere you go. Just scan this little chip.
And if you have no money on it, you can't go anywhere. That's where we're going, guys. Unless...
there's another scenario.
Unless you people start to care. Get out there and ask to have some human rights, you know? Let's not be treated like the cattle, in which we are literally plugged with trackers. They do it to cows. Why let them do it to us? It's bad enough we have cell phones. It's just not internal, so, you know. Let's have some dignity and fight for ourselves, people.
That's true. That's very true. I feel like the issue is a lot of people aren't even conscious of the fact that all of this is going on. And I think that's where it gets to a point where it starts to get out of control, because everyone's just so complacent at moving through with their own lives that they don't even take time to sit back and think about all of these things that are going on. So people aren't having these conversations, you know, and people aren't thinking about these types of things, like how technology is actually affecting our biological composition and
100%. What radiation does to us long term. Right. Different kinds of millimeter wave radiation within 5G. And we have already got microwaves. We heat our food up with radiation because that sounds like a great idea. Let's mutate the cells and then put it in our bodies. And people wonder why we have cancer. So, I mean, and then, I mean, you've got laptops and stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot of radiation around you. Try to get away from that. You don't want to mutate your own cells. So just be more aware of the things around you. And look at the FCC. Read up on some of the FCC's regulations when it comes to devices and what is allowed for the consumers. Your iPhone comes with a warning that says, don't keep within 10 feet of your face. Huh? It's a phone.
Right.
I put it on the side of my head. That increases brain cancer. Use the product correctly. Oh my God. Like, yeah. I should have read the user manual.
Right.
But
I know me. I damn sure don't look at the user manual whenever I get a new phone. Like, I'm taking that drain straight out the box, and I'm just straight on it.
And I think that's why there needs to be more regulation on technology companies, because they've allowed themselves to do absolutely anything by saying, since you hit agree to this license agreement, you're saying that even if we give you a bar of plutonium that will give you cancer in 10 days, if you hit agree, you'll do it. Like, we're not liable for your death. We're not liable for anything because you chose to acknowledge that this is a harmful product. The problem is, these things are like 700 pages long.
Right. Who's taking the time to read that?
I'm not about to read the Bible to use my phone.
Right.
I don't even know if I've finished the Bible yet. Like,
no, really though.
We need to have regulation on that. They can't just make up so much political jargon that it's impossible for you to even try. You're just like, F it, I'm going to take the dangers because this device is now a utility. If you don't have a phone, how does your job contact you? If you don't have a phone, how do you have internet access? These things have become extensions of what we need, almost water-like, you know?
Yeah. And the thing is about the terms of service and agreement, like you said, it's so much political jargon that even if you took the time to read all of it, you wouldn't even comprehend 75%, if that.
It's not even that. You'd realize that using these devices are so dangerous to your health, it's really not worth it. Is it worth living in a world where I'm guaranteed to get some insane disease by 50 just to be able to talk on the phone?
Right. Right.
Are you kidding me? That's nuts. But we don't have a choice. We're being enslaved to a healthcare system that wants to treat you for 30 years for a disease they could probably fix in, you know, who knows how quickly. Things to think about, you know, don't take the surface level of stuff because it's usually not the answer.
There's always something underlying the surface that is
hidden behind the veil, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And not always. Sometimes things are like, the sign is yellow. Like, sometimes that sign is yellow. But a lot of the time, that's a yellow paint on top of a red sign. So,
wow. Investigate. Okay. I like the way you said that. Yellow paint on top of a red sign. Yeah. Look for the paint, people. Look for the paint.